Hello, it's Thursday, June 15th, and you're listening to Wing Radio. I'm Lisa Giuliani.
And I'm Victor Thorne. Welcome to Wing Radio. It's a beautiful day here in Happy Valley, Pennsylvania. This afternoon at 4 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, we're going to do a one-hour radio interview.
It's on American Voices Radio Network. The show is Veterans Views. The host is Mike Nunley out of Chattanooga, Tennessee. And it's at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
All right, and we look forward to that. Also, once again, we'd like to thank everybody for their input into our first Wing TV viewers poll. I wish we could give the results right now. I'm so excited about it.
We're and still collecting them.
Oh, I know. We're going to keep collecting input until Sunday evening. And when I originally came up with this question, I figured we'd publish the top three vote-getters. And then we started getting so many votes, I figured, well, we'll publish the top five vote-getters. Well, we're getting so many right now that we're going to make this into a top 10. And the thing that's really amazing about this poll is it seems like nobody trusts anybody in this movement. If you would see the plethora of people who they're saying is the number one plant or shill or government op, and it's like everybody, well, almost everybody is included. And
it reminds me of Fenton Dunn's CIA fakes list, where he includes everybody but himself.
Yeah. I mean, it's amazing how many different people are mentioned in this thing. So if you haven't voted yet, this is for you. This is not coming from us. This is your results, your opinions. We're going to post them Monday. And it's very, very interesting to see who people don't trust in this movement.
So if you haven't sent in your pick for the list, then please do so. We're still collecting them until Sunday night, and we look forward to hearing from you.
Yeah. And one last thing. We mentioned a couple of days ago that we're potentially working on something for Friday. Well, it's been cemented, and tomorrow you're going to see an article on Wing TV that's going to melt your mind. So we're not going to say anything more. We've been working behind the scenes, talking to various people, and this is a big, big article. You have to tune in tomorrow to read it, and also we're going to discuss it. But it's something that's it's even boggled our minds, and we're about as jaded as you can get. So that'll be tomorrow.
What we're going to talk about today is going to segue nicely into what we're going to talk about tomorrow and the article we're running tomorrow and another article we're running next week.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, it segues nicely into the ones we've just done on rents, the stuff we've had to say about Alex Jones, 911truth.org.
Well, the Patriot Movement illusion.
So forth and so on.
Yeah.
Today we're going to talk about COINTELPRO. And we're also going to talk about the role of the useful idiot within COINTELPRO operations. COINTELPRO is an acronym. It stands for Counterintelligence Program. It was a program run by the FBI to quell and repress political dissent within the United States of groups or organizations or individuals who had radically political elements within them. And the traditional ones were aimed at people like Martin Luther King and so on.
Well, the Black Panthers, the Weathermen. And then in the 1980s, there was a lot of infiltration into the militia movements.
Right. This is a counterintelligence program of the FBI. Other intelligence agencies use this kind of program or modified versions of it to investigate and disrupt political dissidents within the U.S. And it still goes on. And you hear the term COINTELPRO bandied about from one show to another. The term useful idiot, I think, was coined by Lenin, actually.
Was it?
In Russia, yeah. And basically, the useful idiot is either a naive or not so naive person, a witting or unwitting person, a person who is a willing participant who is being used as a propaganda tool. These people are also expendable, and a lot of their notorious tactics include sending around anonymous or fictitious letters or articles designed to start rumors. They publish false, defamatory, or threatening information, the operative word there being false. They forge signatures on fake documents. They introduce disruptive and subversive members into organizations so they can destroy them from within. We've seen this even going on with the Scholars Group and with 911truth.org. They blackmail insiders in any group to force them to spread false rumors or to foment factionalism and so on. We got there's a really good article on Signs of the Times by Laura Knight Jadzik on COINTELPRO. She actually wrote two of them. COINTELPRO is also created to... They set up these bogus organizations, they set up bogus websites, and they serve, among other things, to attack bona fide individuals or groups, to disrupt them, to create diversion with clever or not so clever propaganda, to get people to engage in useless, meaningless, time-wasting behavior and activities that, like we saw last year on 9/11,
right.
When the 9/11 Truth Org gatekeepers got people to prance around the UN, which served no purpose whatsoever.
Right, it got them away from the emotional epicenter or the crux of 9/11, which was ground zero where we were. And really, the person that's been using this term the most lately is Eric Hupschmidt. He wrote a very long article, I think actually in the 2005 Wing TV Alternative Media Awards, we gave Article of the Year to Eric Hupschmidt when he wrote this article that touched upon useful idiots. And next week, actually I just finished writing the article this morning, but next week we're going to publish an article called Chat Room Losers. And these are people that are in a variety of different venues. I call them little chat rooms because it amazes me that grown men sit in these rooms all day long. Yeah, but they're primarily men. You know, mostly it's men. And it's like either they remind me of like Star Trek, you know, the Trekkies. You know, they have cute little names, and it's they all live in their mother's basement or something.
They have like video game screen names.
Yeah.
And avatars.
Yeah, so none of them, it seems like none of them have jobs. None of them have wives or girlfriends. None of them have lives. They just sit in these little chat rooms, typing out messages. And what happens here, and this is where the useful idiot part comes in, is you'll have someone like, if you go to Let's Roll, Phil Jahan. Now, Phil Jahan doesn't have a job, hasn't worked for quite some time, but he always seems to be going on trips. Whenever his car breaks down, he begs people for money or chastises people for money.
Or when he runs out of money. Actually, he is trying to master the OPM, other people's money racket.
Uh-huh.
And so he gets people to donate money to him and lend him money, which I have yet to hear that he's ever paid back anyone.
Yeah.
But he gets people to give him money to pay his bills and pay for his trips and whatnot, and so he can go party with waitresses. And he takes pictures so that and slaps them up on his website so everybody can see him.
See, this is
having a good time on their dime.
Yeah, this is what a patriot should be doing, okay?
Yeah.
Going out and begging people for money. But what else? What these little chat rooms also serve as is cesspools to attack and protect
right.
the cronies or the plants or the shills.
Now, Eric Hupschmidt's not the only one who uses
right.
the term COINTELPRO. Alex Jones and Jeff Rentz have also used that, especially when they refer to us as being COINTELPRO agents or government assets. And so when they do this and they're talking about people and calling them COINTELPRO, now you have, for if you haven't heard of this term before somehow, now you have a wider perspective as to what they mean when they're saying these things.
Yeah.
Yet they fail to substantiate them in any way, of course.
Now, this is all leading to a woman named Marsha. Lisa calls her Marsha Mothballs. And tell the story.
There are many, many of these useful idiots on the Internet. One example is Tom Baio, who sends around the Flacco Szymanski crapola. This is a person who is being used as a propaganda tool, sending around fictional stories, fictional articles, false information, and this serves to promote an agenda that is opposite, the antithesis to the truth.
And it seems willingly. It doesn't seem like
right. he's
doing this.
No, nobody's twisting his arm. He's
yeah.
doing it on his own.
And it seems like they're only sending around certain articles, the ones
right.
that are very sensationalistic.
Right. Another person who's doing it is this Marsha McClellan. That's what this person calls herself. She's also known as Marsha Mothmars. I call her Marsha Mentally Challenged Mothballs because it seems like her brain cells are packed in mothballs. But this is basically what the deal is with Marsha. Marsha is in a number of political internet groups online. And Marsha joined my group, New World Order Corner, back, I believe, in 2003. My group's been online since 2002, September of 2002. So Marcia joins these groups, and basically what her purpose seems to be is to recruit names and contact information of people within these political groups under the guise that she is the founder of this very, very large group called We the People United, which is affiliated with many, many sister groups, all of them aligned with one another to unite the country, the citizens of the country, of the United States, to fight our common enemy. And it sounds good, right, Victor?
Mm-hmm.
It sounds
yeah.
like a noble cause. But when you look into it and you ask Marcia directly, she's got nothing specific to say.
No members.
Her website, We the People United, I took screenshots of it yesterday, but I've been looking at it periodically since 2003, and it still looks the same. It has nothing on it. There are no events on her calendar for the entire year so far, for 2006. Zero. There's appears to be no staff except for Marcia. All you see are a bunch of empty spaces where people's pictures are supposed to be for her staff. You don't see any real evidence that she's aligned with any groups or that there is even really a group. Other than what they have is, remember, COINTELPRO creates bogus organizations and bogus websites. So if you examine Marcia's website, you see Marcia has nothing of substance on her website. She's got nothing specific, no plan, no purpose, some vague generalities, and really mostly nothing, zero.
Now, we found out how cracked this woman is. Well, first of all, Nico Haupt made up a list once of the various factions in the 9/11 truth movement. And he actually even came up with a category where he called them, I think, Marcias. Because what Marcia is an obsessive stalker, I guess. And it all started with Alex Merklinger. Tell this, fill him in on what happened with Alex Merklinger.
Alex Merklinger was a radio show host who had a very popular show late at night called Mysteries of the Mind. And we appeared on that show several times, and Marcia decided to latch on to Alex Merklinger, just like she decided to latch on to us and Rick Stanley and lots of other people within this so-called movement. And so Marcia started promoting the idea, this campaign on the internet, that Alex Merklinger wanted to be the president of the United States. And so she started name-dropping a lot, using his name, using my name. She was trying to get people to sign up to promote Alex Merklinger to be president of the United States. Well, we know Alex Merklinger because we've been on his show and spoken with him on the phone.
We actually did a weekly news update for a while before he retired.
Right. And so I called him up one night and I said, Alex, do you realize there's this woman, Marcia, who's name-dropping your name a lot all over the internet about this campaign for president? Well, Alex Merklinger didn't know what Marcia Mothmars was all about. He said basically that she's kind of unscrewed. He's heard a little bit through the grapevine that she was doing this, but he had absolutely no intention, motivation, or inclination to be the president of the United States. And he basically was sort of laughing her off, you know,
like she's
a nut job.
Yeah.
Right. Well, Marcia started getting more and more vigorous with her posting these very long-winded, whiny, complaining about her health problems, and then in the middle of this, she'd be doing her recruiting shtick in my political group and many others. And she'd send out these alarmist messages with SOSOS, all in capital letters in the subject line.
Kind of like Captain May, like Greg Zemanski.
Like, this is really emergency, important information everybody needs to look at immediately, like it's breaking news. Well, it was never breaking news. And she kept using my name, saying that she wanted to hand over the leadership of her massive organization, alliance of groups, to me. Well, I had no interest in that, especially after checking out her website, which had nothing and still has nothing on it. And whenever I questioned her about the plan or purpose or motives, agenda, you know, anything about her group or what her activities are politically, it was I never got an answer, either directly or indirectly. And I told her I wasn't interested. Well, Martha said, Marcia, I keep calling her Martha. She says I rejected her. I rejected Marcia Mothmars, and so Marcia has gone on a smear campaign. And it's funny because the people that she promotes, that she spends a lot of energy promoting, if this is indeed a woman, is people like Rick Stanley, who did a flip-flop after he was arrested and now decides we should all embrace the enemy and the Patriots. Mm-hmm. We should embrace the enemy, too, because that's going to help fight the New World Order, according to Rick. Jack Blood, who we've exposed as a con artist mm-hmm. and a con man and a liar, and who John Stadtmiller called a sociopathic
piece of crap.
She promotes Alex Jones, who is a, a total fearmonger, hypocrite, liar, and censor.
Money grubber.
At the very least, that's what he is. Jeff Rantz, who we have now clearly demonstrated, is a compulsive liar, not known for his honesty and promotes
and a censor.
Misinformation as well, and who Daryl Smith calls the nest of the misinformation and disinformation.
Now, before we go on, this Marsha Mothballs posted something yesterday that finally Lisa, I could just see her over there tightening up, and she was reading this thing. And the woman's insane, this Marsha woman. So I said, why don't you invite her on the show? If she has so much to talk, and she never sends anything to me, so I don't even really know who she is other than what Lisa tells me. So you figured, yeah, let's have her on the show. So you contacted her, tried to contact her.
I emailed Marsha several times. I did ban her from my group a year or so ago because of all this nonsense that she's doing. And because of several complaints I got from members of my group, there are well over 300 members in my group. And at the time, there were even more members in my group. And I was just getting a lot of complaints. And it was really irritating to see what Marsha was doing within the group. And she refused to obey, you know, directives regarding her recruitment. So we got rid of her. Well, Marsha's gone on a smear campaign against me and Victor ever since. And Marsha says that she devastated my integrity because she's really the good guy and I'm the bad guy. And I won't publicly discuss her or mention her name or have her on the show because I know she's right. Well, I tried to invite Marsha onto our show today. I sent her several emails publicly and privately. And I also called her number twice and left messages last night and this morning. And Marsha has not responded.
Now, see, this is indicative of so many people.
This chick is always on the Internet.
Yeah. Now, this is indicative of so many people on the Internet that don't pop off and they'll say things like Daryl Bradford Smith. There's some things about Daryl we like, other things we vehemently disagree with. He popped off about us, lied bold-faced about us. Eric Huffschmidt admitted that this was a lie that Daryl said. So we invited on our show numerous times, but it's real easy for him to pop off in France, but he won't come on the air. And it's indicative of so many of these other people. Uh-huh. We've challenged Alex Jones, who him and Jeff Rentz one day were saying that we were COINTELPRO, and we said, why don't we just have a debate, get it all out in the open? Vinny Sammartino said, this is what people love. They want to hear a debate.
Well, what these people like to do, especially Marsha, she likes to gossip behind your back on these Internet forums. So she'll post a lot of long-winded drivel where she will talk about you. For instance, I publicly refuted and challenged her in an Internet forum several weeks ago when she was gossiping back and forth with writer Judy Andreas. And when I clarified her false information and refuted her statements and Judy's, no response from either one of them. Yet when we directly invite her to be on our show and speak in a very public, larger forum than this little Internet chat room she had going on, no response. So she can talk about you, but she can't address her statements about you directly to you.
And I'm sure everybody listening to the show today has seen this same type of person.
Right.
That's just out there. They are a useful idiot.
So check this out, Victor. She said, I was devastated several months ago by her exposing me as the bad guy, by telling the truth and asking questions about false faces within these movements. And so, because I was so devastated, Victor, I had to go out and get a puppy. And she said she was sure that it had to do with her. Of course, she would never know that, and of course, it didn't have anything to do with her. She visualized you, Victor, begging me to come out of it and get back to work.
Yeah, like you've missed how many shows
and
since we started?
And that's why I got a puppy. I got
Zero.
A puppy because I wanted a puppy.
Yeah.
And it had absolutely nothing to do with Marsha or anyone else.
Yeah. And see, you have to look at who these people...
It's just absurd.
Yeah, who they're hooking up with, who they're aligning themselves with, and it just gets deeper and deeper and deeper into this rabbit hole.
Her sources, she cites sources of information, Jack Blood, liar, Jeff Rentz, compulsive liar.
Yeah.
I mean, anonymous hit pieces that are on the Rentz website, which she falsely cites were letters written to activists in the Cindy Sheehan activist group. Well, that's not true. The excerpts that she cites and the crap that she sends around directly come from the Rentz website in anonymous hit pieces and bogus, contextually false hit pieces written about me and Victor. So
see, here's the difference.
She's lying all the way around.
Here's the difference between our exposés and what these people are doing is we very laboriously research our articles. We call people on the telephone.
Right.
We verify things. We go to numerous different sources. All you have to do is look at the big piece we did on, the big exposé we did on Jack Blood, where I talked to dozens of different people, got their input.
Right, right.
So what we're doing is we're trying to expose the people that are doing wrong in this movement, and to retaliate, they have the useful idiots.
Right.
And some of these people, of course, are paid shills. Other ones are just idiots.
Yeah,
they don't know any better.
Like, she sent me emails in the past, you know, Lisa, the enemies are lining up. You need to make amends with these people. I said, no. I corrected her, Victor. I said, the company men are lining up. And no, I don't need to make amends with people who are lying, who are telling us we need to embrace the enemy in order to fight the enemy. That's absolutely absurd, and I'm never going to do it.
Yeah.
And I'm never going to do it. Remember, these people are expendable. You know, and when one drops off after being exposed, another one comes sliding right up to take their place and resume where they left off.
Yeah, and we have to be so wary of these because when we came out last year, January 2005, and we said there's no more illusions, we're not playing any more games, well, this applies to all aspects of our lives now, not only on Wing TV, but in our personal life, too. If there's evil out there, and somebody covers up for evil, or allows evil to keep going, then we cut ourselves off from this evil source, this evil person, because it's like a cancer. If you allow a cancer to be in your body, unabated, what's going to happen to the cancer? The cancer spreads through more and more
and
of the body.
And it will destroy the host.
Right.
And the whole thing is we are very proactive people. We don't just sit and act like keyboard commandos behind our computer screens. We get out there on the street. We travel. We go different places. We talk to people face-to-face, eyeball-to-eyeball, right on the street. We take our message beyond the box. There are a lot of these useful idiots, useless idiots. They can be found on supposed radio networks. They can be found posing as journalists. They can be found like Marsha, some little low-level twit on the internet that sends around a lot of false information and pretends to be a patriot when, in fact, we don't even know who this person is at all.
Well, and then the next step
up, what they're doing.
The next step up from a useful idiot is a company man.
Yep.
And this is someone that actually has an established role in the alternative media, someone that either hosts a radio show, hosts a website, or hosts a news service. And what they do is they take it one step above, and then what they are really is nothing more than a protection racket. So if anybody says anything bad about them, they come to their defense and make sure that they defend them and so forth, or they just disallow anybody that speaks out about the truth from coming on their shows or their
websites. And I would say that Marsha is somebody that people pay a lot of attention to.
I don't think they pay any attention
to her. But what she does is she manages to get her stuff. She's just a classic example, and that's one of the reasons why it's important to use her, to highlight her, to talk in the context of COINTELPRO. I am convinced her site, her website, We the People United, is a dummy site for keyboard commandos. I think that her purpose is to garner a lot of contact information. She brags a lot about having this massive database of email contact information on different people within these movements. When asked directly what her purpose is to gather all of these names and phone numbers and email addresses, you can never get a direct answer out of her, nor do you know what she's using them for.
See, if you belong to any of these message boards or these little chat rooms, there's a good chance your name might be on her list because it sounds like that's what they're trying to do. And again, I want to reiterate, first of all, this woman is a nobody. She's a zero, a nothing. It's pathetic that we even have to mention her.
Well,
but it's to, but
it's in
hang
the
on a
context
second.
Of CoinTel
right.
Pro.
But the point is that we finally said, all right, if you have so much to say about us behind our back,
and say it to us.
Yeah. Now
we'll hash out these issues and get it all straightened out for everybody to hear.
But see, then all of a sudden she goes silent. There's nothing to be said, no contact, no emails, no answering of the phone messages and so forth. And it's like so many other of these people out there. They're real big and bad and strong when they're in their mother's basement tapping out little messages in their message rooms, their little chat rooms. But when it comes to actually standing up and speaking in a public way, then they're gone. It's like all
these... when it comes to standing up and holding themselves accountable for their own statements, they're nowhere to be found. And, you know, a lot of these people think that free speech, and we've talked about this before, free speech means you can just come out and say whatever the hell you want to say, whether it's true or not. But in reality, free speech involves responsibility and self-governance.
Yeah.
You must be accountable and responsible for the things you say. And a lot of these people, these useful idiots, these agents, these COINTELPRO tools, they disregard that little part of it.
Yeah.
The part about responsibility and self-governance. Every single thing Victor and I have ever said on this whole 9/11 and political and New World Order and the Jewish agenda and Zionism and this and that, we are responsible and we govern our speech. And we hold ourselves accountable for the things that we say. And we can substantiate the things that we say. And that is the difference.
Yeah. And you're going to see an article / document tomorrow on Wing TV that, like we said, this one is mind-boggling. It's not only hilarious, but it also is a great psychological insight into the pathetic mind rot that really occurs to some people. And all we can say is we've done a lot of behind-the-scenes.
Right. And
calling and so
what's
forth.
Coming down the pike here is we've ratcheted up this whole scenario. You see, because we've said before, it's not a tea party. We're not going to play this game that has been instigated by the evildoers on their terms, on their playground.
Because they've gotten away with it for so long now. For so long.
We're not going to act like we're at a tea party. We're not going to be politically correct and keep our elbows off the table. If we're going to fight these psychotic, cold-blooded murderers that are destroying our country, that have murdered thousands of people, and are still murdering people to this day, then we need to fight them. And my father always told me, if you're going to fight, then you have to fight to win. Otherwise, there's no reason to ever get into the fight at all.
And you know what? People say, well, why don't you just spend your time fighting the New World Order? Well, these people that we're writing exposés on are the New World Order. And who would you rather fight? Would you rather fight somebody that's halfway around the world or somebody that you'll never see, or somebody closer to you? It's like this. If somebody's breaking into your home, or if there's somebody breaking into somebody's home in India, who do you think you're going to fight back against more immediately? Well, the person breaking into your house, because it's closer to you. Well, the closest New World Order operatives we see are the ones that they've deliberately put in the alternative media and the Patriot Movement right now. These are the people that are part of the New World Order. We've shown it time and again with their censorship, with their selling out of the Gray family, and on and on and on. Just go to the Hall of Fame, Hall of Shame, I should say, on the Wing TV homepage, center column at the bottom. Read those articles. You see that these people are the New World Order. And when our poll results come out Monday, this is your opinions, your thoughts. You're going to see that a lot of what we have written in the past corresponds with you, who you think are the biggest shill and operatives of the New World Order.
And a lot of what we're going to be coming out with very soon. But what they do a lot of times, and you can recognize who they are by the way they word their message, when they say we attack people. Victor and I are counterpunchers. Victor and I don't attack people. We expose them.
Right.
And remember, when it all boils down to it, who did the attack first?
Yeah.
Victor and I were living normal, regular, everyday lives before 9/11.
And when we came into this movement, we thought everybody would be working in unison. Well, this infighting, this bickering, this quarreling started way, way, way before we ever came on the scene, and we have proof of that.
Well, a lot of COINTELPRO tactic is to engage a third party to instigate so that it looks like this is just a food fight or a pissing match between two individuals or two groups or two organizations, when in fact it involves a bigger organization or agenda, like the government.
Yeah.
So, then they put it in the context so that you never see the connection, or most people, looking superficially at it, don't realize or recognize the connection to the actual instigator.
If you haven't yet, read the three-part series, The Patriot Movement Illusion. Part three is on the net today. There's a picture of a sheep looking up at a TV screen with Alex Jones on it. And here's the big question, I guess. Do you want to be a sheep? Do you want to be a sheeple?
Do you want to be a useful idiot?
And also, if you found out now that somebody is an arm of the New World Order, that these people are serving to keep you contained, or they're serving to prevent information,
as a propaganda tool.
What we do is we cut these people out of our lives like cancer.
Right.
They're cancers. Now, if you say, well, I know that Jeff Rentz is a liar, I know he's a shill, I know he's a censor, I know all these things, but I'm going to keep going to his website, then you're as bad as he is, because you're condoning his actions.
Well, if you send his information around,
right.
His information is not well-sourced or sourced at all. It's factually incorrect. A lot of it is totally fabricated, twisted half-truths, blatant lies, anonymous hit pieces, no substantiation, no qualifiers, no credible, independently verifiable sources. I mean, I can go on and on.
Yeah, just look at his site. Well, don't look at his site because there's so much crap. But
it's not just him. There's a lot of them out there doing it. Marsha Mothmars is just one very low-level little useless idiot that spreads around a lot of crap. And a lot of you email us and say, who do we trust? Who do we trust? Well, this is why we come out with this kind of information, because in order to make a well-informed decision, you have to be provided with as much information as possible. Credible, accurate information to give you the wider lens through which you can gain a broader perspective.
Yeah. Do you want to be part of the problem or part of the solution? Being part of the problem is to condone or send around or go to the sites that are the cancers. If you want to still promote them, then you're the problem. And there never will be a solution. It's only when people like you that are listening to this show or watching Wing TV or reading our exposés, you can no longer give them money. Don't go to their sites. Don't send their articles around, because that's what's going to destroy them. Because they'll see that no longer do they have the support. And they've gotten away with this crap for so long. Some of these guys have been in this business, because that's what they look at it as, a business, since the early 1990s. And what have they done? There's no organization.
Right.
There's no anything. The only thing they've done is made a whole hell of a lot of money. Jeff Rentz lists his income as what?
$100,000 to $150,000 a year.
Now, how
on
many?
His MySpace page.
$100,000 to $150,000 a year. Now,
not too shabby.
Every one of you people out there listening, go to your checkbook or go to your tax form for last year and let us know how many of you made $100,000 to $150,000 last year. But Jeff Rentz did, doing what? What has he done? He won't even show his face in public. Alex Jones is making more than that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we have nothing against capitalism,
no.
But if you're screwing people,
and if you're exploiting public fear and paranoia and profiting off of the nation's tragedy of 9/11 and the nation's deception, then you're a criminal.
And refusing to name who the real enemy is.
Right.
It's real easy to say it's the New World Order and it's the Illuminati or the globalists.
And we're going to be coming out here with something very soon that a lot of you have been asking us about that is going to nail it. It's going to nail it. Who?
Hard.
The who.
Hard.
The who. And it's going to gore a lot of people's ox amongst these various so-called groups and organizations and so-called truth seekers and so-called alleged patriots.
Right.
And we don't care because we have no compulsion, no compunction whatsoever to keep the information from you.
Yeah, when this comes out, and we'll give you a hint, it's a book and it's going to come out next month. When this book comes out, it'll forever change 9/11. Forever change 9/11. So I guess we covered about what we wanted. Read
right.
those three articles, The Patriot Movement Illusion. Tune in tomorrow.
Right. Let us know what you think. We're always interested in hearing what you have to say.
Also, fill out your vote, if you haven't yet, for Who's the Biggest Shill. And today at 4 o'clock, we're going to be on
Veterans Views with Mike Nunley out of Chattanooga, American Voices Radio Network, 4 p.m. Eastern.
Right. Until tomorrow, keep your eyes open, because as you heard today, there is a lot going on.
And Marcia, I'm sorry I had to do it without you, but you were invited.
Guess
and
what?
And you declined to attend.
And you won't be invited again.
Take it easy, everybody.